And I love this quote, actually. A good friend of mine, Keith Abraham, said this just last week. He said, "There are no strangers, just friends I haven't met yet." I love that. But what if we approach cold calling that way? Hey there, and welcome back into the Direct Selling Accelerator podcast. My name is Sam Hind, and I'm your host, and I am so honored and privileged to be joining you today, wherever you happen to be, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for taking this time with me. This episode is the start of a slightly different tangent I'm going to take in 2024, which is that I want to record some slightly more challenging episodes around personal growth, the important thing that we need to be doing in our business for ourselves as much as for everybody else in order to be successful. And I want to base these little mini recordings on experiences I've had and analogies that I have created to help me be the best that I can be in business. So essentially, I'm going to share my learnings with you to help you. And you may or may not find these helpful, but I've always had the mentality, and this came back from one of the very first mentors I ever worked with, and that is that I am not here to serve everyone in the room. When I get up on a stage and I keynote speak at a conference, I know it's my job to impact just one person in that room. And if I've done that, I've done my job. I can't control the impact I'm going to have on everybody. But if I give my full self and I openly and honestly share from my heart and I impact one person in that room, even if there's 1,000 people there, then I've done my job and I can walk off that stage or away from this podcast knowing that I have done my very, very best. So today I'm titling this episode, Wipe Off the Dust. And I want to share with you an analogy that for me was absolutely game changing. It was something that once I realized this and I really embraced it, totally changed the way that I approached every activity within my business. And this is also something that helps me get through my everyday right now. So if I can share this with you and this can help you just a little bit, and you can remind yourself each day as you're stepping into your business to wipe off the dust, and it gives you just a little bit more courage to do what you've got to do, then I've done my best and I've been successful in this episode. So let's dive on in and talk about wiping off the dust. So the reason I came up with this title was because it made so much sense to me when I thought this analogy through. And I've actually got, I guess paint a little bit of a picture here. In my bedroom, last year I made the decision that I needed a few more conscious reminders of things that I was doing. Because, you know, sometimes when things get a little bit tough and challenging, it's very, very easy to focus and be completely absorbed in the situation that's going on around you. And it's very, very hard to focus on where you need to be and what you need to do. And so for me, having visual cues and reminders all of the time when things get tough is a really powerful thing personally. Now, I've spoken to people who have post-its all over their walls or all over their computer screens. They pin notes to their mirrors. What I do, my own version of this is, I happen to have a wall in my bedroom that's kind of like a feature wall. It's a little bit darker, the paint color, than the rest of the room. And I took chalk to that wall. I figured, well, you know, what's the worst that can happen? I'll wipe it off or repaint the wall later on down the track. But I actually took chalk to the wall, and it's now become my favorite place in the whole house. So what I did was at the top of that wall, I wrote, "Wipe off the dust," as a constant reminder to myself of this concept I'm going to talk to you about today. And it's this: when you get dust on your shoes, so you walk through, a really dirty location, okay? You go to a park that's got, you know, mud and dirt and dust all over the ground, and you walk through that, and then you go home and you walk into your house. And if you don't wipe that dust off your feet, what happens? You start to walk that mud, that dirt, that dust into your house and onto your beautiful carpet. And what happens to the carpet? The carpet gets tainted with the park you've just walked through. Now, this is what it looks like when we go through difficult challenges and experiences. And for me, I realized that this was very similar to what happens when I have a bad experience, maybe with a person or an individual. So let's talk for a little moment about doing reach outs, connections, and relationship buildings in our business. Let's just say, and I'm not pointing any fingers here because I know that I'm the only one who's got a fear of reaching out, cold calling, networking, prospecting, right? Wrong. I'm sure that most of us have that fear and that challenge. Why? Because at some point, somebody rejected you. At some point, somebody said no. At some point, you got some dirt on your shoes, bit of dust. Now, what happens is when we have an experience that's a little negative, it impacts the way that we walk into every other experience just like it. Now, when I was cold calling, there was an experience that I had, and I'm going to go right back. I'm not suggesting necessarily that you need to be cold calling in your business now, by the way. I am a believer of warm calling, which is that you don't cold call on people that you have no right to connect with over business and product. You do have a right to build relationships with people and then take those relationships to the right genuine place. But I do not like the concept of cold calling on someone who hasn't given you the permission to do it purely about selling. To me, cold calling, when done right, is simply making friends with somebody for the first time. And I don't like calling that cold calling. I like to call it connecting and relationship building. And I love this quote, actually. A good friend of mine, Keith Abraham, said this just last week. He said, "There are no strangers, just friends I haven't met yet." I love that. But what if we approach cold calling that way? So let's come back to the story. When I got my first job, you may have heard me talk about this. I've shared the story on this podcast before. When I got my first job, was actually a situation where I opened up the newspaper. I found myself this job. It was titled 100% commission-based uncapped earning potential. And I thought, wow, this sounds amazing, uncapped earning potential. Little old 18-year-old me had no idea that that particular job was going to be one of the hardest cold calling sales roles I could have ever, ever done. Essentially, my job was to go door to door selling junk that I had been given each day. And I embraced it because I had no preconceived ideas walking in. I had no dust on my shoes. At 18 years old, I had had no experience of being rejected, having someone say no. And so when I hit the ground running on my very first day in that job, I walked in with enthusiasm and excitement. I was ready to go. I had all of the possibilities ahead of me. So I had my duffel bag on my shoulder with my junk in my duffel bag, my books that no one wanted to read, my fake perfumes, my fake jewelry, the steak knife set. Literally, I had all of those things in my bag. And I walked into the first business and I said, "Hello, how are you? I've got some things here I'd like to show you. Can you spare a few moments of your time, please?" And instantly, this person looked at me and said, "No, get out. I'm not interested." And I thought, oh, I just picked up a tiny bit of dust. And I thought, that's interesting. I wasn't expecting that. So I walked into the next place with the dust still on my shoes and I said, "Hello, how are you? My name is Sam. I've got a few things here I'd like to show you. Could you spare a few moments of your time, please?" At which they stuck their hand in my face and they promptly told me to get out and not come back. I gathered a little bit more dust. I got another no. So I walked into the next place. "Hello, how are you? My name is Sam. I've got some things here I'd like to show you. Could you spare a few moments of your time, please?" Again, I got yelled at, I got told to leave and never come back. By this point, I had gathered a bit of dust on my shoes. I get to location number 9 and I get the same response. And at this point, the dust has become quite a coating and I am ready to quit. Every time I gathered a bit of dust, my demeanor shrunk back, my confidence reduced. The way I approached every conversation changed. And even entering those premises, I took a few steps back. I wasn't coming quite as close to the counter as I was on that very first location when I was super excited about what I had and what I was doing. The dust was starting to transfer. At this point, I thought, I'm going to go into location number 10. I'm going to do 10 and that's it. Then I'm quitting. I'm walking away because this, I'm not cut out for this. I'm not good enough. I can't do it. I'm not capable. I walk into location number 10, and this location is a muddy, dusty, grimy location, as it turns out. I walked in and I had an experience that was going to impact me for the next 10, 15 years. As I walked into that location, it was a bottle shop, and I walk in. I remember very clearly behind the counter there was this guy, big guy, and he had his hands on the counter and he's talking to another rep who was standing on my side of the counter. The two of them are having a chat. This rep's got a briefcase over his shoulder. I remember he had like a suit on and he was there chatting with the owner of the bottle shop. And as I walk in, the two of them look at each other, smile, and with a smirk, the other representative stepped to the side and he said, "Go on." And I thought, here I go. And of course, I've started to walk in and transfer quite a lot of dust of my own. So I look at the guy across the counter and I gave him my spiel. "Hi, how are you? My name is Sam. I have some things here I'd like to show you. Can you spare a few moments of your time, please?" To which this guy does exactly what I now expected him to do, which was put his hand in my face and tell me in no uncertain terms to get out and never come back. As I turn around to walk away, now feeling very defeated and very coated in dust, the representative who was there selling his own stuff comes up behind me and I can feel his breath and his spit on the back of my head as he does this. And he says, "If that's how you're going to show up, you might as well quit now. You will never be successful." He spoke some words to me in that moment that I'd already been speaking to myself. I just wasn't conscious of them at the time. And he confirmed my greatest fear. "You will never be successful. You might as well quit now." And those words became dust for me, dust that transferred for many years into many situations that I walked into. That little voice repeating itself. I call it my inner bully. "You might as well quit now. You will never be successful." The problem was that I took that mud and that dust into 10, 15 years of working experience from that point forward. That little voice, that dust from that experience, from those 10 cold calling experiences, marked every connection I made, every cold call I made for the next 10, 15 years. What I mean by that is because I'd started to gather this dust, I started to approach situations based on that past experience. Now, let me talk about past experience for a moment. It's false because it's what you've already had. It's not what you're getting. When we go into a new experience, expecting it to go how it's gone in the past, we're basing it on something that's already happened. We don't know what's lying ahead of us. And so when we base what we're doing on what we've experienced in the past, we create a scenario. And what I was doing was I was marking all of my future connections, all of my future networking opportunities, all of my future cold calls with this dust. Because instead of walking into them with an open mind, with the excitement I did of that very first place I walked into, I was walking in with the dust of the experience I had previously had. Now, let's move away from cold calling for a moment. Let's talk about relationships. Ooh, that's a tough one. How many of you are walking into relationships with dust on your feet? Past experience that's impacting now your behaviors in your current relationships and experiences. What if you were to walk into a relationship without that dust on your feet? How would you show up differently? I want to give you now 5 tips. This is from my experience, so take it or leave it. But I'm hoping again that there's just one person today that this might impact in a positive way. But five tips that I can give you to help you to wipe that dust off every day when you enter into your life, when you enter into your business, when you enter into your relationships, when you enter into conversations. What about when you enter into interactions with your children or your spouse? If we were to go into every circumstance without dust on our feet, how would we show up? How would we do things differently? I know for me that when I don't have that dust on my feet and I'm not marring those circumstances with that past experience, it changes the outcome dramatically. So what does dust look like? Dust can look like an offense that someone has, that you've taken to what's, to something that someone has done. So someone has done something offensive to you, hurt you, said something nasty, done something nasty. How would you treat those people differently if you weren't holding on to that offense? If you weren't going into every conversation you have with that person with dust on your feet? Dust can look like a no. When you ask somebody, would you be interested in looking at my products? Would you be interested in joining the business? And they say no. And you gather a bit of dust. What happens when you have your next conversation with that person or another person and you've still got that dust on your feet? You remember the no. Dust can look like a past experience. Dust can look like the last time I climbed that mountain, I fell over. And so the next time you go to climb that mountain, you remember falling over, you walk a little differently. You might even take a different path next time because you've still got dust on your feet. Don't let the dust win. So let's give you five quick tips to help you to wipe that dust off. And maybe you might want to do what I've done and write it on your wall, wipe off the dust. And by the way, this is not a daily action. It's a minute-by-minute action because every minute we're gathering dust, but every minute we have a choice. We can't control what the world dishes out. We can't control other people's behaviors, but what we do get to control is our response to those situations. And I have the ability in any given moment to choose to clean my shoes. So here are five quick steps. The first one is this: find the gratitude. In that moment where that guy yelled in the back of my head, for many years, I was really traumatized by that. Two big men, little 18-year-old girl on her first job, on her first day, and I had that experience. But I have also got so much gratitude for what he showed me that day, because at some point I had to step up. And I had to learn that I had everything that I needed within me and around me to be successful. What happened that very same day, off the back of that experience, was one of my greatest mentors stepped into my world. And because of that experience, I accepted his help. And because I accepted his help, I'm sitting here with you today. I would not be here if it weren't for what happened an hour after that situation. And in fact, one of the groups that I've set up, our Rise Up Inner Circle, a group where I get the honor of mentoring 60 incredible women and men who are growing their business and leading the way. I get to do, because of that experience I had just an hour after what happened in that moment. I have got a lot of gratitude for what that guy did. I also learned a lot of what I'm not going to do and how I'm not going to show up by his behavior. I have got so much gratitude for that moment. But if I didn't look for the gratitude, I wouldn't have found it. Seek and you will find. So you look for the gratitude. There's always something. There was someone who showed up in that moment for you, or there was something that happened. There was something you learned. There was something you gained. And it may not have been in that moment. It may have been later. But find the gratitude in what happened. Number two is see the flip. What's the flip side of what happened? In other words, what's the benefit of what happened to you? When you gained that dust in that moment, how did that dust serve you? Even in our toughest moments, we gain something. We learn something. We connect with someone we wouldn't have otherwise connected with in a way we wouldn't have connected with them. What's the flip? Dig deep, because sometimes it's hard to find, but it's so healing when you do. So see the flip. That's number two. Number three is this. Love them anyway. Love the situation. And love the thing that happened. I love this quote, and I want to share this one with you. This is my favorite quote for 2024, and it's this. The magic you're seeking is in the work you're avoiding. The magic I'm seeking is in the work I'm avoiding. In that moment that guy was yelling and screaming and spitting in the back of my head and telling me that I will never be successful, how can I love him in what he did and in that moment? Now, I can't go back in time, and I don't even know who that guy is. But what must he have been going through in that moment to have treated a young 18-year-old girl that way? What must he have been feeling in order to do that? You know, one of the reels I recently watched, you know, teenagers have definitely been a really tough thing for us of recent times. We've got some beautiful stepkids who I've got beautiful stepkids, they're Greg's kids, but they're teenagers. And absolutely they are showing me some things at the moment. They're putting a lot of dust on my feet, let me tell you. But one of the things that I saw in a reel recently was the concept that what someone is making you feel is what they are currently feeling, and they're trying to get you to help them work through that. So one of the things that my teens are making me feel at the moment is rejected. And if I look at that and I turn that around, I absolutely can see how they're feeling rejected right now. And why wouldn't they make me feel it? Because they need help to process that. They need help to feel that. They want me to feel it so I can help them work through it. That guy back then, what did he make me feel in that moment? And what must he therefore have been feeling? That he was having some trouble processing perhaps. Now, what if this person is current, this situation is current? How can I love the situation or love the person right now? And that's where that quote comes in. Because the magic I'm seeking is in the work I'm avoiding. You know, one of the things that that our teenagers say to us a lot is, I respect people when they respect me. Who's heard that from a teenager? That's really easy to do. Do you know what's hard to do? Is respecting someone who doesn't respect you. What's hard to do is loving someone who's putting dust on your feet. So in order to wipe the dust off, one of the things that you can do, and this is where the magic lies, is love that person or love that situation through the dust. And that can be as simple as an encouraging word when you don't feel like encouraging. That could be as simple as just saying, and I love you, when right now you're not feeling it. It may be that somebody has hurt you, maybe in the business, maybe it's a circumstance, and you need to find the love in that and change the way that you're responding ever so slightly. That was a tough one, wasn't it? Let's go to number four, and that is to also remember the wins. Don't just focus on the dusty locations. Find the clean ones. What about the times that things have gone well for you? What about the times you asked somebody if they'd be interested in your products or joining the business and they said yes? Do you know we have got a negative bias? Our brain is programmed to focus on the negative. It's a protective mechanism. But we have to also consciously remember the positives. So what about those times when things went well? What if we focused on them as much as the dusty locations? When was the last time someone said yes to you? Have you focused on that as much as you focused on all the times people have said no? In fact, for me, I forget them. I totally put them out of my mind because my focus is on avoiding the negative. But what if the focus was on moving towards the positive? What if I wasn't so focused on avoiding, but I focused on attracting? So number four is remember the wins too. Remember the clean locations. In fact, write them down. The other thing that's on my chalk wall is the wins, the answered prayers, the successes. I have got two sides to that wall. I've got declarations, prayers, things that I'm wanting to happen, that I'm attracting to me. But then I've also got the things I don't want to forget that are my wins. The times that I had my prayer answered, the times that I attracted a circumstance or situation that I'm so grateful for. So when I look at that wording at the top that says wipe off the dust, I'm remembering the times I walked through clean locations or I successfully wiped the dust off and had a win. Because we've got a negative bias and I want to focus on attracting, not avoiding. And the last one is this. Start each conversation with clean shoes. Start each experience, start each relationship with clean shoes. That's a hard one. It's so hard. It doesn't mean that we go into circumstances without learned lessons. You may need to adjust the shoes you wear for the circumstance. You know, when I walked that mountain again, after I fell over last time and I gained a bit of dust, what I needed to do was not walk back up the mountain with dust on my shoes and avoid the same trail, because the thing that I learned was I was wearing the wrong shoes. I needed to go and get some hiking boots on. So I wipe the dust off, I put my hiking boots on and I go back up that mountain. Because they're the right shoes for the situation. When you go into a circumstance where, for example, you're cold calling, let's come back to that first experience I had as I wrap up here. I was doing something wrong. I wasn't wearing the right shoes. When I walked into those businesses and the experience I had that hour later, after that guy screamed at the back of my head and spat on me and I could feel his warm breath and he told me, you will never be successful. You might as well quit now. An hour later, as I drove back into that warehouse ready to quit, a mentor I didn't see coming stepped into my world. A guy called Sam, ironic, stepped into my world. He was an experienced cold caller. This guy had been doing this for decades and he was a pro. Sam finished every single day early before everybody else and he sold out by lunchtime of all of his junk. Sam was an expert. But the thing about Sam was he never sold anything and yet he sold everything. Sam came up to me and he said, you look like you've had a bit of a rough day. I said, yep. And he goes, sometimes you need somebody who believes in you more than you believe in yourself. He goes, today I'm going to be that for you because I can see that you have potential, but you don't believe in yourself right now. He said, how about tomorrow I come out with you and I'm going to teach you what I know. He said, I'll be right by your side. You'll be fine. He said, and I'll show you how I do it. He said, because here's the thing. I go out every day. I sell out by lunchtime. I don't need to do this job. I love what I do. He said, and it's easy for me because I learned a valuable lesson very early on and I'm going to teach you that same lesson. And it's this, make it about them. Build the relationship first. You are never cold calling. You're warm calling. In other words, focus on the relationship. The sale will come. What Sam does is he walks into those businesses and he's built such a strong relationship with everybody that anytime he walks into the area, he walks into that business and he makes it about them. He asks them how their kids are because he now knows them by name. He asks them about the holiday that he knew that they were going on a month ago. That person is so excited to see Sam and have that conversation because they know he cares. They ask him what he's got to show them today. Sam never ever offers to pull his bag out with his junk in it. They ask to see it. And by lunchtime, every day he's sold out. Because he invested in the relationship first. He said, I'm going to show you how to do that and do it quickly. And he taught me some lessons that day that I take into every relationship and every conversation I have now. In fact, what he taught me that day, I now teach our Rise Up Inner Circle members every Monday when we do our reach outs. We use the process Sam taught me. We relationship build first. And there is a process to this, by the way. But what I did was I changed my shoes. I wiped off the dust. I started to walk into businesses, into locations, into conversations without that previous experience marring those conversations. But instead, I had different shoes on. I walked into the next business after Sam showed me what to do, and I changed the way I was having those conversations, and it changed the outcome. So the last point there is start each conversation afresh. Wipe the dust off. Don't let the dust impact the relationships you're making, building, the experiences in your business. Maybe you had a past experience in business that is impacting your business now. Maybe you had a past experience by not achieving a goal that's impacting the achieving of the goal you're trying to get right now. It has nothing to do with it. Don't let that dust mark your current circumstance. Wipe it off. And if you need to change your shoes and make sure that they're suitable for the situation or circumstance that you're in. But I hope that that's spoken to a couple of you today. Maybe just two, maybe one. It doesn't matter. But I wanted to share that with you because that for me was a big life lesson, was learning to wipe off the dust. And I can tell you, I have to remind myself every minute of every day to continue doing it because I certainly haven't learned the lesson permanently. It's not like I'm speaking to you as somebody who's got it all figured out. I'm still a bun in the oven just like you are. I'm learning and experiencing every day, and I'm not coming to you as somebody who's going, I've got this all figured out. Do as I do as I say. I'm sharing this with you as a friend. Because if my experience can help one other person have a better experience, then I've done my job. So that's it for this episode, wiping off the dust. I hope this has been helpful to you. Sending you loads of love. A little reminder as well. If you want to find out a little bit more about how you can work with Greg and I, whether or not you would like to be mentored inside of our Rise Up Inner Circle, or you would like to join our Accelerator or Academy memberships, and have some social media support, continue to walk this journey with us this year. We would absolutely love to get to know you better, support you, and help you. The best way that you can find out more is to email us at grow@oxano.global. And you can ask us about our memberships and for more information. And we would love, love, love to meet you where you're at right now and support you as best we can. But don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. You can do that through YouTube. You can do that through any of the podcast channels so that you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. That's it from me today. It's been awesome catching up with you and meeting you wherever you're at in this moment. And I look forward to seeing you on the podcast again next week. That's it from me. Bye for now. If you love this video and you would love more help to improve your direct selling business on social media, then click on the link to join our Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you in there.